Greetings. I bring you greetings from the youth. They and we have had a very challenging weekend studying Jonah, as Pastor Jock mentioned. And it's a very trying book. And hopefully we have left those kids challenged. God challenged them this morning. Actually, they are leading worship in the church that we attend when we go up there in Bancroft. So just praise God that he's opened the door for them to have an impact there. But it's my pleasure and privilege this morning to welcome Waleed here with us. I first met Waleed and his wife Rima about 6 months ago when they came to present at ABWE. And you will see in a moment why they actually touched our hearts so much there. We actually decided to take them on as a special project for ABWE. And the Holy Spirit is doing a mighty work in them. I think as Waleed gives his testimony, you will see that we should be all thankful that we have a God that pursues us and does not relent until he has saved us. And that has actually resulted in them coming to Canada from the Middle East. And when they gave their testimony, it actually reminded me of a rebuke, actually, that King Asa got. King Asa was a very good king to the last days of his life, and then he relied on his own wisdom. And amid that rebuke, there was a very strong statement that was said that actually should challenge each of us. It says, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." And when you hear the testimony and see the work that they're doing, you will see that their heart and their focus is on Christ and serving him, and the Holy Spirit's doing amazing things through them. It reminds me of King Jehoshaphat, who actually created the first mobile university to teach the people again about God, the God they had forgotten. And Waleed has not only done that in Canada, but abroad, as he will share with you. So I hope it encourages your heart to worship Christ and see that the Holy Spirit is still writing Acts 29. And I hope that we can be an encouragement to you too, Waleed. Thank you.
Thank you. All the glory to the Lord. Amen.
It turns green.
All the glory to the Lord. Amen. I always said this. You know, the Lord prepares the heart. And the Holy Spirit works in the heart. But, you know, he let us enjoy what he almost did in the hearts of people. That's why we are nothing without him. It's his grace in us who allow us to share the gospel and enjoy what he already prepared for us. All what we have to do to be really a tool in his hand to glorify his name, all what we have to do. And all the glory to him. Amen. I had a video to show you, and I was looking there, and my brother told me, "Don't worry about the time." Usually, I was in Egypt preaching last February, and we start the meeting around 7:30 in the evening. 11, we didn't finish yet. And this is how it works in the Middle East. I know you're smiling, but it's okay. I'm not, you know. I know. You know, it was a blessing time. And people, they don't want to leave. You know why? They're under stress and persecution. And you know what's going on. At 11 o'clock that night, the elder came to me and the pastor said, "You should leave now." I was with a pastor from Ottawa, doing a ministry over there. And they came to us and said, "You have to leave now because it's getting dangerous for you. You have to leave right now." And it's 11 o'clock. Imagine, and people, they don't want to leave. And one day, we want to stand before the Lord. And we're going to see Him eye to eye. Amen? And we're not going to, no one's going to say now it's the end of the meeting, whatever. We're going to stay with Him forever. Praise His name. Thank you so much for inviting me to be with you today and share the Word of God. I'm thinking about this word there. I like it. Ambassadors. After I accepted the Lord in Lebanon, I started going to a Baptist church there. And at the end of the meeting, my friend approached a man and said, "Hi, Ambassador, how are you?" And I said, "Wow, there's an ambassador in the church. By the way, is there any ambassador here?" No? Really? No? No ambassador? No? Okay. And say, okay, after he just was leaving there and say, "Thank you, Ambassador, and see you. And how's work, by the way?" He said, "Oh, it's very good." And he's talking to him. And about a week after, maybe, he said, "Let's go and visit him." And we went to visit the ambassador, our friend, our brother in Christ. And we went there, and we parked in front. It was an embassy's area. And we parked the car, and it was an old building. And, you know, walking and going three stairs down there. And I'm looking to the embassy. Guess what? It was shoes repair shop. And I was shocked. Here's the ambassador and shoes repair shop. And, you know, Elias, he was just talking to us. "Oh, hi," and he hugs us, like you, by the way, I love you. You when you saw me, just you hugged me and praise the Lord for this. And he hugs us and starts saying verse after verse from the Bible. And while we're talking, another man came to the shop and he asked him, "I want to repair my shoes." No, not this one. "I want to repair my shoes." And said, "Yo, yes, you're welcome, sir. And it's cheaper if you wait." Usually, it's cheaper what? And I was surprised. What he's talking about? And he started just fixing his shoes and talking to him. Said, "By the way, why you look sad? Life is good." And he started talking to him, said, "Don't tell me, you know, in Lebanon at that time, it was the time of war. And this man was going through a difficult time." And he started talking to him and said, "Look what the Lord said." And start talking and sharing the Word of God with him. And verse after verse, verse after verse. And this man, and he finished the job now. And this man looked to him like this, said, "I wish there's many like you. You know, I came to this store, to this shop, I was tired. I have a lot of problems in my life. You know what we're going through. But you know, your word, I don't know what happened in my heart. It looks like touched me." And this man, I was there just watching what's going on. Embassy, ambassador, and it's shoes repair shop, and this man, now I understand who is the ambassador. Every one of us is an ambassador. And the world is waiting for someone like us. The world, they're waiting for Christians. I was talking to a brother here in this place, and we're talking about seeing a lot of mosques, and look what the government is doing, and complaining about the government. I said, no, it's the problem is us. We're not ambassadors, real ambassadors for Christ. And you know, after what happened there, I said, Lord, I want to be like him. I want to be an ambassador for you. Lord, I want to touch hearts like you used this wonderful man to touch the heart of this wonderful man. And look what happened. At the end, he asked him, you want to pray? And he was praying with him, and he accepted the Lord. Are you an ambassador for Christ? This morning, I want to share with you maybe four, five, six pieces. I don't know how much I have time, but how you can be an ambassador, or what is the keys of effective witnessing life. You know, my brother was reading from 16, Acts 16, and also from verse 16. We think after our salvation, this is what we think, it's the end of the story, right? Now we're saved, we come to the church every Sunday, we enjoy the singing, we enjoy the program of the youth, the camp, everywhere. But no, it's not the end of the story. After our salvation is the beginning of a new story. It's the beginning of a fruitful life with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, I want you to think about this. What is the keys in Acts 6:16? I want to start with a very important first one. The first key that I'm talking about to be an effective ambassador for Christ or witness for Christ is found on verse 25. Look at verse 25, what he said. He said, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Right? I'm going to say it again. About midnight, Paul and Silas were what? Praying and singing hymns to what? To God. The first P is what? It's prayers. Prayers. They were praying. Usually people at midnight, what they do? They snore, right? People, they sleep at midnight, usually. And people, they, especially, no one cares about praying midnight. Usually if we have a prayer meeting at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, no one will come. Imagine they're praying at midnight. And imagine the situation where they are praying. They're praying in where? In a prison. Look in verse 13. He said, and the Sabbath we went outside the city of the gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of what? Of prayers. Verse 16. Once we were going to the place of prayer. Of prayer. We should talk to God about people before talking to people about God. Sometimes what we do the, right? Sometimes what we do, we want to tell and share the gospel without just spending time with the Lord. We're not talking to God about them. Prayers is very important, brother and sister. One time when we started the ministry, you know, we don't have our own building, by the way. And we meet 3:30 in the afternoon. And we have a prayer meeting, and we have a Bible study, and you know, brothers, they came to me and said, Yoli, it's too much on us. Prayer and Bible study, and there's a lot of meetings. Why we don't cancel the prayer meeting? I said, no, we may cancel the Sunday service, but not the prayer meeting. What I'm saying is, we need to pray. You know, when my cousin came and shared the gospel with me, and gave me the Bible and said, Waleed, take this Bible and read it. I said, no, I don't believe in it. Take it with you. I don't want it. And you guess what she said? She said to me, Waleed, she's my cousin, said, we've been praying for you for a long time, and we're going to keep praying for you, and one day you're going to use it. They believe in what we pray. You know, sometimes I said this. You know, we expect the blessing, and when the blessing is there, we're shocked. What happened? We forgot. You know that lady that she came to the meeting with the umbrella? One day it wasn't raining in a rural area. And they, you know, usually when there's problem, they run to the church, right, people? And it wasn't right. And people, they came to the pastor, you know, we need rain. It's been like this for a long time. And the pastor, as usual, said, what we should do? Prayer meeting. And that night, everyone is coming. But an old lady came with the umbrella. And they start laughing at her. Why are you bringing the umbrella? It's not raining. And she asked, what is the purpose of the meeting? You know, let's trust the Lord. He is alive. Amen. 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 He is alive. He is alive. I remember the first time a lady from Syria came to the church. We had a prayer meeting. And you know, her sisters accepted the Lord. And for 2 months, she doesn't want to come to the church. And she said, I don't want to go to this church. How it changed your life? We want to go to the casino? You said no. We want to go to the bar? You said no. You want to drink? No. No, no, no. And I want to see this church before I leave. And she came to the prayer meeting. And we were five praying. Or five or six that night. And you know, this lady from Syria, she was sitting and listening to the prayers. I prayed the message for 2 minutes. You can't. You're a pastor, right? And, you know, after maybe 5 minutes, she stood up. Lord, I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. Lord, thank you. You brought me here tonight. Lord, here's my heart to you in a prayer meeting. I want to tell you something. The power. You wanna experience this, the presence of the Lord, what it means? Believe and trust. He is here with us today. You know, sometimes we think, okay, we're Sunday and we worship and we look to... No. You know, the center of the blessing is Jesus Christ who is with us. Amen? Amen. The first P is what? Is prayer. The second P, you find it in verse 25. Look at this. It said, about midnight, Paul and Sira were praying and singing hymns to God. Continuing. And the other prisoners were what? Listening to them. Everyone is listening to them. They are not shy for whom they are talking about. They're singing and everyone is what? Sometimes people, you know, preacher today, they said, oh, you don't say to say anything about the Bible, or you don't have to share the word. Just live as a Christian. Yes, live as a Christian, but also proclaim the word. People, they should listen to the word of God. I know many verses, you know it, maybe better than me. We have to share it. The second one is proclaim the word of God. Proclaim. Verse 17, these men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. To be saved. They're telling Adam. They're saying. When I came to Canada, I work at the Bank of Canada. And, you know, I have a New Testament and going, you know, during my lunchtime, sharing the gospel. Giving gospel away for people. And a guy approached me. He said, oh, you can't do it here. You're in the government. You work for the government. And they, you know, they... such a stopping me. I said, by the way, who you are? He said, I'm Christian like you. I said, what? You're a Christian. For how long you've been here? He said, for 25 years. And for 25 years, and no one of these people, they have the Bible. The maximum what may happen, they will lay me off, right? And I get six months paid. And I got another job. It's easy. You know. And I was surprised. He's not sharing the word of God. He's been there for a long time. We're in Newcastle. I don't know for how long your neighbor is there, and I don't know if you share the gospel with him. Did you proclaim the word of God? You know, my cousin, you know, during the war in Lebanon, we had a hard time. We used to live in an area called the Mountain of Lebanon. And in that area, they, you know, in our village, that they kill hundreds of people by knife. I was telling the pastor, this is the way that they go to heaven, if you kill someone by knife. And my friends was killed, and my parents, my dad built, he has a big house and all the restaurants there, and one day they destroy everything. And we moved to Beirut, to the city. And when we moved to Beirut, again, our house was destroyed again. You know, bombing is every day, is everywhere, on the houses, on the street, for 15 years like this, and nonstop, until now, you know what's going on in the Middle East. And you know, we moved to Beirut, and my mom was at home, and also the bomb, they hit the bomb, and she was injured. She still have another piece in her lungs till now. My youngest brother, he was injured. Mine too. I had three pieces and one very close to my brain, and the Lord saved me. We were going through a difficult time. My brother, my oldest brother, he's 1 year older than me. I was born on July 1st. He was born on July 2nd, 1958. And you know, he was going to see his friends, and suddenly they start bombing the area. And my mom called me that evening, said, your brother did not come home. I went to search for my brother, and walking about maybe half an hour on the streets, and they were bombing the area, I found many people killed on the street. My brother was among them. It was very hard. Imagine, I know my brother from his picture on one of his legs. Everyone was burned. You know, the first question came to my mind, what's after death? Am I going to see my brother again? I don't know. I was searching for that question. What's after death? I want to know, where is my brother now? I love my brother. We grow up together. You know, we had a good time together, but I don't know where is he now. And start searching and searching. By the way, there's a church not close to our place. And I was waiting for someone to answer my question. And sometimes, you know what we do in our churches? We sit in the church and we wait for the people to come to the church, and we don't go to the Word, like the Lord said. The Lord never said, never He was sitting down and waiting for people to come to Him. No. He was going from a place to place to share the gospel and answer the question in many hearts of people. And this is what He did. And I was waiting. And you know, my cousin, no one gave me my Bible. She came from Australia. It was a difficult time. It was a dangerous time. And she came. I asked her, why you're coming at this time? She said, Waleed, there's very important thing. I have to share the gospel. You have to know the truth. What's after death? You know, your brother is killed, and now you're in the war too. You're in the military, and you any time you may die. By the way, I was almost killing myself, because I said, what's life for? We lost everything. We don't have hope, nothing. But you know, she came with the good news. She shared the gospel. She told me, what's after death? If you believe in Christ, you'll be in heaven. and your sin will be forgiven. And this is what He did on the cross for you and me. Just to trust Him. He did it. Accept Him as the Lord and Savior. That's all what she said. And she left. I was very tired one day driving in that area close to the church. It was a dangerous time and people, they're singing. I don't know how they're singing in a place like this, in a country or city like this, in the war. I stopped by and I listened to the message again of grace. That night, I surrendered my life to the Lord. I said, it's my life for you. You know, by the way, you may ask this question. I don't know what's in your heart today. I don't know every one of you. But you may have the same question, what's after death? If you die today, where are you going to be? Where are you going to be today? If something, you know, will never happen. You never know what happened. You know, September 11th, people that are in business and 5,000 people. Heart attack? Never know. Today? Think about it. I got the answer. You have the answer. The answer is Jesus Christ. Trust Him and believe in Him. He died for your sin. And He is here to give you the eternal life. Just invite Him to your heart. Amen? Amen. Invite Him. Say, Lord, I love you. Come to my heart. Yes, I'm a sinner. But thank you for what you did on the cross. I accept your forgiveness. And you will have the answer. You'll enjoy it. Amen? The second P is what? Is proclaim. Proclaim the Word of God. Proclaim. Proclaim. I should say the story. I'm trying not to say it, but I don't know. I feel once a family, they were going to fish for fishing. And when they arrived to the river and they put the tent, start raining. The first day, you know, the kids, they start fighting. And the second day, still raining. Now guess who's fighting? Who's fighting now? No, not mom. Mom and the kids. The third day, the same thing. Now guess who's fighting? Huh? No, the dad now and the kids. The fourth day, still raining. Now mom and dad fighting, and let's go home. The writer was saying, guess what? Why all it's happened in the tent? Why? All the fighting happened. Because everyone stayed in where? In the tent. No one is fishing. Because they're going to fish. And everyone, because of the rain, what they did, they stayed in the tent. This is what we do sometimes. You know, we fight with each other in the church. Oh, look at this man, what he did. My brother, or my sister, look what she said. Look what he... You know, guys, we don't have time for this. We don't have time for fighting. Look what's going on in Canada. Guess what's the percentage today of Muslims in Canada? Look what's going on for other religions too. And what do you know? Guess what? And we're fighting. We put the chair on the right or the left. We don't have time for this. People are going to hell and we're watching. We're enjoying. No. Let's spend time. Imagine next week, every one of us will bring someone to the church. What will happen? Huh? Please, may you put the... Where's the slide of the... My brother, the slide of the pictures. I forgot about it, by the way. Okay, this is my family, by the way. I'll continue. This is my family, Kareem, Daniel, Gabriel, and Andrew. You see the cedar around? This is where I was born, and this is where they took the cedar to build the temple in Jerusalem. And why I'm showing you this, keep it there. You see, this is my dad about proclaim. I was sharing the gospel with my dad since I accepted the Lord in 1985. And my dad was refusing. 3 years before he passed away, I found this in his pocket. And he started coming to the church. I just translated to English here. And this is what he wrote in his hand. You know, proclaim and pray, and one day you will see the fruit. But trust the Lord. If you have a friend, neighbor, son, father, mother, let's continue praying for them. Amen? Let's continue praying for them. Let's go to this next one. This man, he's from our village. This man killed many, many people in our village. And you know, when I went to Lebanon, it was in my heart to take the Bible and Jesus' film in the language, in the Arabic language, and present it to him. He's the mayor of the area now because he killed many people. This is how the Middle East is. Anyway, and this man, I had a time to sit with him and talk to him about Christ. You know, God's still changing people. And the Holy Spirit is still working. Amen. Let's go to the next one. This week, this is, I just did it last night. This week we had a vacation Bible school. And we had about 65 kids came. And maybe 55 of them, they never heard about the Bible. And we have the opportunity to share the gospel. And they prayed and accepted the Lord. Why I'm saying this? Because we have many opportunity. You have many opportunity. And we can, anywhere you go, even the gas station, McDonald's, what was else? Shawarma place. I don't know if you have it here. You know, just, I think you have taxi, right? Just take one with you. Just share it. Share it. Proclaim the word. Proclaim the word. Share the word. Let's go to the next one. You know, I was on a trip in the Middle East this year. We were at the airport in London, in England. And you see, if you see the Jesus film of the hand of these people, this man from these in England, this man in Beirut, I took about 75 Jesus film on me for one trip and everything is gone. You know, when we want to and we pray and the Lord will answer your prayer. And I was saying, Lord, I don't want to camp. I don't want to bring anyone, any of these films back. And you know, everything is gone. You know, God is good. This is why I'm sharing you these pictures, just to tell you. This man, these men from Algeria, this man from Morocco, this man from Lebanon, this lady from the Druze, she's Muslim. We had a good time also to share the gospel. Why I'm sharing this? Because there's a lot of opportunities. Let's go to the next one. We'll stop here. We'll stop here. We'll talk about this later. Then the first key is what? The first P? The second one. Let's go to the third one. The third one, let's go to the verse 33. At the hour of the night, the jailer took... I don't think so, it's going to work. Took them and washed their what? Look in the other verse, in 22. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and order them to be stripped and beaten. You want to be an ambassador? You want to pray and you want to proclaim. Also, you're going to pay the price. Right? Paul and Silas, they were beaten because what? Of what? Because they're having hamburgers. Eating hamburgers. They're enjoying swimming. No. Because they're sharing the Word of God. Don't think sharing the Word of God, it's... sometimes we don't want to go out of our comfortable zone. Right? Oh, I will share with the Word of God if people accept it. Sometimes enjoy this. In Ottawa, I was waiting, there's an Arabic restaurant, and I have my tracks and at the door sharing the tracks. And the owner came to me and he pushed me. He said, "I love you, man." He said, "Go!" I used to work in a bank. I was a bank manager. About 2 weeks after, he came to my office. He's looking for a loan. And he insisted he want to invite me to his restaurant. And I said, "Thank you." And I went to the restaurant sitting, and he said, "Guys, to the servant, just if he whatever he want to eat, just be sure that he enjoy the dinner." I said, thank you, but I want to talk to you. He was sitting. I said, "Amazing. I want to share about my Lord. How is he and how he acts and how I have something for you." And I started just talking to him about the Lord. And he was looking like this to me. And at the end I said, "You kicked me out, you pushed me, and now you invited me for dinner. Why am I saying this? Sometimes we think, "Oh, it's hard. Just leave it for the Lord. He will take care of you." People, they may not accept you. But what you're doing is you're obeying your Lord, your Savior. Do whatever you do. Whatever is the price. This lady, what it is. This lady, she walked about an hour and a half to come to church. She walked. You know why? Because her family, if they know that she comes to church, they will kill her. It's not easy for a Muslim to come to church. Especially not here, in our countries. In the Middle East. And this lady, she is ready to pay the price. And she's coming, and she said, when I talked to her, said, "Waleed, I can't. I tried many times to stay Sunday at home, and I don't know. I can't tell you how I felt. I want to come. Raining. Bombing. I want to come to church." Believe me, here in Canada or the States or in the West, when the sun is, when we have a good weather, everyone goes for the barbecue to the park, and they don't care about the Lord and the church. No. There's a price to pay. By the way, you're not paying the price if you come to church. You're getting the blessing. Anyway, I don't want to preach long. Then it's paying what? Paying the price. I want to go to the next one. This man, his name is Samir. This man, he was jihadist. Do you know what jihadist? And he was one of the well-known people in the north of Lebanon. And he was the leader of a Muslim group there. And a lady approached him and gave him the Bible. And he started thinking, what makes this young lady share the gospel with me and take the risk and come and give it to me? And he read the Word of God and he accepted Christ. And now he is serving in the Middle East. He went to the Baptist seminary in Lebanon, and now he's serving there. I was in Lebanon going with him. He told me one thing. Said, Waleed, I know they're going to kill me. I'm sure of this. He knows this. And he is sure about it. And he has a ministry in a very difficult area. He took me there and he said to me, Waleed, be careful of this area because, you know, we're going into a camp which is, they may kill us anytime. I said, Samir, you don't worry about anything. He said, no, I'm single. I don't have kids. At the same time, I'm willing to die for Christ. Oh, willing to what? To die for Christ. And this man is willing to die for Christ, and he means it. Another pastor in the north of Lebanon, they shot him first here, and they shot him again. And I said, you know, pastor, just move to other area. He said, you know, Waleed, I'm going to be killed here. Another missionary from the state, from Virginia, she was working in the north, in the south of Lebanon. And the Lord used her and her husband in a miracle way, really. And many people accepted the Lord. And she's a nurse. She was helping people. And Sunday, inviting them to the church. And the group started getting bigger, bigger, bigger. And then the Muslim leader, they get angry of this. And they came to her and said, if you do not stop them to come to their church, we're going to kill you. She said, I cannot. They knocked the door and they killed her. And her husband said, I want to stay here and continue the work that the Lord wants us to do. I didn't hear anything. Amen. Look at this man. Willing to pay the price? Are you willing to pay the price? I don't know what the price you're willing to pay today. I don't know, maybe your time, maybe your money, maybe your help here, and I don't know, maybe you're doing construction at the back. I don't know what you have many things you can offer to the church, to the body of Christ, to Christ himself. Let's do it. Amen? We want to pay the price. Because we're enjoying. He gave us himself. We have the eternal life. That's why I'm willing to die for him. You are willing to die for him. I want to take you to, we had a deacon conference last year in Lebanon. And I called the pastors in Syria and deacons. I said, I know you can't come, but, you know, we will be praying for you. The same day, about 20 of them, they're walking and they cross the border just to come and fellowship with other leaders. And they shared what the Lord is doing there. Last week, the pastor in the Damascus area sent me the picture of 12 non-Christians getting baptized. Get baptized. Praise the Lord! He is at work. And we have to be at work. Paying the price. Paying the price. Let's go to the... Oh, sorry. I want to share about these pictures. This lady. This man. This lady. One of them, her husband told her, if you get baptized, don't come home tonight. And she came and she got baptized. And she went home. About 2 months after, he got baptized too. Amen. Go to the next one. I'm talking about paying the price. This man, he's well known. He's a writer in the Middle East, in Lebanon. He came to Ottawa, a man from our church sitting beside him. And he shared the gospel with him, invited him to the church. The same Sunday he came, he accepted the Lord. and he's back in the Middle East. Guess what? The area that he lives in is the worst area in Lebanon. And even, I didn't take my kids with me, I took my wife and other leader, and we went to see him. And this man, you know what happened? This man invited us for the breakfast. After the breakfast, he asked me, he invited, this is not all of the people, there were about 30 people there. He asked me, please may you share the word of God with all of them. They're not from Christian background. I was thinking how this man can do it. He loves Christ. After we finish, this is my wife here. His daughter came to her and said, I want the closest church to our place that I can go to. Paying the price, yes, but sometimes you have to go to a dangerous area. Sometimes we have to. And the Lord did it. Yes, he did it. And what they did for Christ, for our Lord, on the cross, because of what? Right? He died for our sin. But because he was what? He was sharing the word of God. It's the Father's plan anyway. Let's go to the next one. This lady was from also Muslim background. She got baptized. Her mother in Lebanon also accepted the Lord. Let's go to the next one. This man from Palestine. He came to Canada. He used to work in this area. And came to Ottawa, get baptized. And now his parents and his family, they're persecuting him in Palestine because he accepted Christ. Let's go to the next one. These two ladies from Palestine too. Now they're back there. Maybe you see the veil there, but I don't care about what they have. I care about the heart. And they're facing it. One of them, she told me, I don't know what to do. If I take the veil out, they're going to kill me. Should I keep it and take it? I said, pray and see what the Lord will. And let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one. This is also, Pastor Gorba. I have his picture, they sent it to me. This man, he's Turkomani, and he's in Iran. And he started a meeting, and many people accepted the Lord. And they came to him, and they told him to deny Christ. And listen what he said, I'm not going to deny Jesus and return to Islam. Gorban responded. Then he left the room. They're trying to push him to come back to Islam. A week after they came, he was going home. In front of his house, they killed him. You know, what I'm trying to do is just to tell you something. Following the Lord is a price to pay. In different ways. Let's go to the 14th. Can you go to the next one, please? The one before, the car. You know, this last year I was away, and they shoot the van, our van. You know why? They're trying to stop us just sharing the gospel. That's easy. And you don't believe this is in Canada, people calling me, how you do like to be killed? It's in Canada. Another pastor in Virginia, he opened the door in the morning, he found a bag full of water, something like blood inside. Why? Because this pastor is sharing the gospel with many Muslims in the area. They want to stop him. And he called me and said, none of these. None. I'm going to continue sharing the gospel. We're in Canada. You know, in the Middle East, yes. they may kill you anytime. But we're in Canada. We have the freedom to do it. In Israel, Pastor, you wasn't there, right? No? Who was in Israel? You're not allowed even to give a tract to Jewish on the street. You'll be in prison. In Syria, in Jordan, in Lebanon, and Lebanon is better, by the way. In Egypt, you'll go to prison. Here we have the freedom. Let's do it. And pay the price. Let's go to the last one. The fourth P is what? Passion. Passion. Look, the jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison door open, he drew his sword and he was about to kill himself. Now the jailer want to kill himself, and what Paul and Silas said to him, do not do it. Right? Guys, it's time the door is open. Just go. Why you're caring about them? Let him kill himself. He beats you, he did all the bad things for you, and now it's time and the door is open, just go. No, they have passion. They come to him and they share the good news with him. We have the same passion for our country, for our people, for Canada, for Toronto, for Newcastle, for this area. Are you an ambassador for Christ? Just passion. Let's go to the first 29 and then share the last P. It's praise. Verse 29. The jailer called for lights, rushed and fell trembling before Paul and Silas, and then brought them out and asked, sir, what must I do to be saved? They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Then immediately he and all his family were what? Were baptized. After the prayer, after proclaiming the gospel, after paying the price, it's time to what? To enjoy and praise the Lord. By the way, it's a very important question. What should I do to get what? Saved. It's very easy. Very easy. It's not complicated. It wasn't easy for the Son of God to come and die on the cross for us. But he makes it easy for us. All what you have to do, he said, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be what? And you will be saved. Wow. Look what happened. The jailer brought them into the house and set a meal before them. He was filled with what? With joy, because he had come to believe in God, in Jesus is God. In God, he and his whole what? Family! Praise the Lord! Guys, I want to tell you something. One day, believe and trust and pray and proclaim, and one day you're going to see many coming to Christ. Amen? And the Lord is going to bless your church, is going to bless you. You're going to be winning many souls here in this area. You're going to be ambassador for Newcastle. Amen? You're going to begin this, I'm sure, next Sunday, if you decide and pray and you bring someone with you, I'm sure you need more chairs. It's time to praise. I want to finish with this. I know, I'm sorry. Where are you, my friend? Let's go to the next one. This man, also in Pakistan, they burned him because he became Christian. Let's go to the next one, please. This is the pastor's conference, last pastor conference in Middle East. People from Syria, Jordan, Egypt, all of them, they came to the conference. Let's go to the next one. This is the pastors and wives from Syria. And now you heard what was going on in Syria. Let's go to the next one, please. This is the deacons' conference, the last one we did. People from all the Middle East, 180, they came, and just we trained the leaders to the Middle East. Let's go to the next one, but I wanna come to the EAM. Here, the EAM conference, Evangelical Arabic Mission, we pray for the next conference in Egypt and Lebanon. Let's go to the next one. I want you to think about this verse. You know, It's Ezekiel 33:8. I want you to read it with me, please. When I say to the wicked, O wicked, you shall. Listen to this. But, oh ho. Think about this. One day we're going to stand before Him, not for judgment, but one day. Maybe I'm going to be shy. I don't know. I don't know about you, but the Lord will ask you one day, your neighbor, your friend, you met him many times and you didn't share the good news with him, and now he's in hell because of, I don't want to say it. It's time. Let's at the end, you know, let's take this time. It's very important. I have a video to show. I'm not going to show it. But I want you to just close your eyes for a moment. And know, it's very precious time. Don't look to your friend, to your who's sitting beside you. Christian, just take your time. Just close your eyes. And think about the Word of God to you today. The first question is, what is going to happen if you die today? If you die today, are you sure you're going to be in heaven? The Lord just is the same like the jailer. All what he said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Just believe, trust him, he is God. He came to our world. He died on the cross for your sin. All what you have to do, just today, invite him to your heart, please. Don't leave this place without him. You know, and for us as a Christian today, it's a day of dedication maybe. Lord, I'm not doing enough for you. I'm not proclaiming the word of God. I'm not sharing the gospel. Lord, I'm not praying enough. I don't have a passion for people. Lord, it's the day today. Here we are. It's time to, you're going to see time of praise. My cousin, after she shared the gospel, and now she's enjoying seeing her fruit, seeing me proclaiming the word. The Lord is talking to your heart today. If you did not accept him, why today you don't invite him into your heart? Invite him today. Amen. Anyone, let's keep our eyes closed, please. If anyone will accept the Lord, why you don't stand up in your place today? Just say, Lord, come to my heart. And any Christian want to say to the Lord today, Lord, it's my day. I want to dedicate myself to you again. I did not do enough. But I promise you today, I want to pray. I want to proclaim. I'm willing to pay the price. If you want to say this to the Lord, why you don't stand up? Just don't be shy. He wasn't shy of me. He wasn't shy of you. And it's not, I'm not asking believers to accept the Lord again. No. But it's time to say to the Lord, yes, I'm here, Lord, for you. Amen. Amen. Amen, brothers. Amen. Amen. It's a good time to say to the Lord, I'm yours, Lord. Amen. Is anyone else? As a Christian. Yes. Amen. As a Christian. or non-Christian, if you do not accept the Lord today, also you can stand up. Oh, I'm going to pray with you. Is there anyone else today? Amen, brother. Amen. Let's pray. Let's proclaim. Amen. Amen. Let's proclaim. Let's pay the price. Willing. Are you? I'm going to give you last chance if you want to stand up to pray together. Amen. 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 Why we don't stand all of us together and ask the pastor to come here and just pray for you.
Let's pray together. Father, we want to thank you right now for the great and awesome God that you are. And Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus, your Son, to die for us. And Lord, we know that you gave yourself for us. The Bible says, for the love of Christ compels us, because we're convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Father, we have been challenged this morning by your word, not just to go through the motions, but Father, we've been challenged by your word today to count our lives as nothing for the sake of serving Jesus Christ. 1 second in your presence, Lord, will be worth everything that we've had to suffer in this world. And Lord, we give ourselves to you. Thank you for every single person here this morning who stood up in this place in your presence, dedicating their lives to Christ, either for the very first time coming to know him, or, Lord, as believers, just surrendering themselves to you. We pray, Lord God, that you would fill them with your grace. Fill them with your spirit. Help them never forget this moment for as long as they live. And help them, Lord God, not only to just stand, but now to walk, and to walk in obedience to what they have decided this day for your glory. Father, be with us as a church, Lord. Help us never, ever lose sight of these things, Lord God. Help us to be willing to say and to sing with the Apostle Paul and Silas in prison, no matter what it is that comes our way. Help us to say, I count my life as nothing. It's not precious to me, only that I may finish the course and finish the race that God has marked out for me. Lord, give us the grace to be believers like that, to serve you with all of our hearts, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength, to leave this place today, Lord, saying, I am an ambassador for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Lord, be with us. Be with us even now as we sing our last hymn, O Church Arise. I pray that as we sing that hymn, Lord God, that we will sing it from hearts that have been surrendered to you, no matter what it costs, Lord, no matter what it costs. Lord, our lives are like vapors. They're just like vapors. Eternity is forever and ever and ever. It's not worth holding on to something that is temporal. Give us the grace, dear Lord God, to fix our eyes on eternal things. And we'll give you all the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Pastor. I have this from Lebanon, just to pray for this for the Middle East, the whole Middle East. I will just keep it to you. Thank you so much. Betty, thank you again. God bless you. And for the AWE for helping us and raising our support. Before you leave, I just have two things to share. First of all, we have our prayer card at the back of the table if you want to pray for us. We have a ministry in Ottawa, but our main ministry now in the Middle East, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and Egypt, and Sudan. And here's our card. If you like to pray, please take it. Also, I have another book, Islam Unveiled. This book is really good one. It has all the verses from the Quran. You will have an idea about the belief, and it's $5. If you don't have the $5, take it for free. But please, I want you to have this one. It's very, very important one for this. And again, I have maybe 5 or 6 of this, which is also John, the book, Gospel of John. Also, there's here there's references from the Quran about the Bible in this book. At the end, we have the ABWE here. They have a project for the Middle East. Please, if you pray for us, will be great that we can continue doing the ministry over there. And pray that the Lord will continue using us, and we depend on the prayer, on your prayer. And God will help us to raise our full support that we can be full-time in the ministry. May the Lord bless you. Thank you so much. And I have here 1, 2, 3, and 5 Jesus films. It's in all languages. You have maybe 20 languages that you can share with. If anyone want to share this, if you want to share it, not take it home. If you want to share it with others, it's here for you. I want to leave it here in the first chair. I'm going to give the lady, young lady here one. And you can, the others, if anyone wants it, it's here. May God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you. Please give.